Tantor Audio presents Lincoln and the Power of the Press, The War for Public Opinion, by Harold Holzer. Narrated by Kevin Foley. Introduction. A More Efficient Service. He who molds public sentiment goes deeper than he who enacts statutes or pronounces decisions. Abraham Lincoln, August 21, 1858. To many of his thriving neighbors, Abraham Lincoln's hometown of Springfield, Illinois, seemed by the 1850s nothing less than a paradise in miniature. Abundant with stores, taverns, and shops, and illuminated by modern gas-fed lights, even the unpaved, mud-mired streets could not inhibit what Lincoln called a great deal of flourishing about in carriages. Behind its serenely bustling facade, however, the frontier capital also ranked as one of the most contentiously riven political hotbeds in the country, a seething two-party battleground where election campaigns took on the militant urgency of outright war and combatants deployed newspapers as their most powerful weapons. Such was never more the case than in 1859, the eve of the most potentially divisive presidential election in American history. As a state capital boasting some 9,000 permanent residents, and far greater than that number whenever politicians and lobbyists jammed into town for annual legislative sessions, Springfield served as a year-round stage for partisan speeches, rallies, parades, picnics, barbecues, illuminations, conventions, and outright street brawls over both issues and candidates. Even with its population in perpetual flux, owing to the almost daily arrival and departure of new residents, its voting age men stood equally, some said.